Following unprecedented success in the EU elections, Italy's Deputy Prime Minister Matteo Salvini, leader of the right-wing League Party, said the success of nationalist parties in major EU member nations signals a change in the 28-nation bloc.
Not only is the League the first party in Italy, but Marine Le Pen is the first party in France. In Britain, Nigel Farage is first. So Italy, France, England. It's the sign of a Europe that is changing.
Former White House strategist Steve Bannon, who is now doing work in Europe, made a similar prediction.
The integration movement, which is what the EU has always been about, that continual inexorable pull is dead. You will not see in Brussels Juncker or any of that crowd pushing for more integration. They understand the people in Europe backed off that.
Not so according to Guy Verhofstadt, leader of the Alliance of Liberals and Democrats for Europe group in the European Parliament.
The biggest win was for the Liberals. Maybe you didn't find it out in that evening of the election, but we won the most seats, more than 40. And that makes us a big group now, around 110, maybe even more in the coming days. And our priority will be that based on this new balance of power in the European Parliament.
Gains made by Green, Liberal and Eurosceptic parties are expected to result in a more fractured parliament. But while pro-European parties lost some ground, they kept a firm grip on the EU Parliament following the election. Political leaders say voters made it clear their priorities are climate change and economic stability across the bloc. Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte said these issues will top the EU lawmakers' agenda for the next 5 years and will also affect the choice of the next president of the EU Commission to replace outgoing Jean-Claude Juncker.
So if the priorities are about climate change, about a stronger economy, which is also providing protection, migration and defending our outer borders, if, for example, those are the priorities for the next 5 years, then I think the next step will be to discuss the best person to fit that profile.
The other top EU officials to be replaced later this year are European Council President Donald Tusk, European Central Bank President Mario Draghi, and EU High Representative for Foreign Affairs Federica Mogherini. Zlatica Hope, VOA News, Washington.